All right, so you drove another car too, which we should talk about, which is the Santa Cruz.
Yeah, so again, another Hyundai car, and or maybe it's a car, Dad. I don't know, depending on what people want to call it. It's Hyundai's new little car that's basically got a truck bed, right? It's kind of coming back. Yeah, I know Subaru used to do this a while back, and Hyundai is kind of bringing it back for 2022. And they've actually done a really good job, Dad, at this car. You can call it a car, a truck, a truck, or a trar. I don't know. However you want to put those two words together. Basically, they've done it, and we actually have got a friend kind of that actually owns one of them, and they love it, Dad. They think it's a fantastic vehicle because it gives you that little bit of cargo space that you need in the back. It's kind of got that built-in cooler into the bed that a lot of these smaller trucks are doing these days, which is really fun. You can get a turbocharged engine on it, depending on the options that you want, and that was one of the options we had. And it's a really, really fun option because this vehicle drives like a car, drives like a little SUV. Or your little crossover.
Good-looking car. And by the way, this one's been highly anticipated. So, again, a lot of you that are out there looking, you're trying to figure out, what do I drive? This thing will get in the upper 20s to low 30s as far as miles per gallon go, fuel economy, I should say. And it's not a bad-looking car. And, what are some of the other vehicles like it? Really nothing, because, Richard, to your point, the Honda Ridgeline is a larger vehicle. You kind of have to go all the way back to the Subaru Brat, which was a smaller vehicle than this. I mean, what they've done here is really kind of fit a niche size-wise that no one else has really ever had.
They do, and I will say this. You can fit four people in this car, although the two in the rear are going to have to be children because they do not have a ton. It's very tight in the back there. However, that's not a big deal, especially, I'll be honest, folks, if you're just a two-person household, but you want something to be able to put, again, something taller in the back, right? Maybe taller than the car, or, maybe it's a mattress, or, something like that. It is a shorter bed, so it's not a full-length truck bed, or, even
Good
a
point.
Half, or even a Ridgeline bed, right? It's a
Good
pretty
point.
Tight bed. But if you wanted to lay that sheet of plywood, strap it in there and do that without getting the car dirty, the interior of the car, you can absolutely do that. And you can get this car, Dad, depending on how you want to option it, from either the mid-20s to the mid-40s.
Okay.
So there's a pretty good range depending on the stuff that you want on the interior of it. And like you said, the fuel economy, the turbocharged engine, especially here at our altitude, is really good. And the last thing I'll say, Dad, is we're able to drive this car at night a little bit. It actually has some unique looks to it, not only with the truck bed being on the back of it, but the front of it with the lighting and how they've done that. It actually looks fantastic in that regard. So we encourage folks
to
get out.
And really quick before you move on, they have some of, in my opinion, agronomically, they've gone out, found some folks to come to work for them and so on, and they have got some of the best interior designs, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that, guys. They have some of the best interior design of any company out there, and I'm not exaggerating, Richard.
Yeah, exactly. And they're referring to it as the compact pickup, Dad, and I actually think that's a very accurate sense of the word, right? That's kind of what this vehicle is. It's not a full truck, but it's also not a complete car either. And so I think that I think folks that will be pleasantly surprised, Dad, especially if you haven't seen this vehicle, you may be interested in it, folks. And again, you can get it for the mid-20s, and I believe I'm not sure on all-wheel drive or not, Dad. I've got to double check and see. I'm not sure if the one that we drove was front wheel or not, but I believe it's at least front wheel in that regard, which again still makes it suitable in the snow. And I believe now that I'm looking at ours was kind of in the all-wheel drive category. But we'll hold off on making an official declaration. But again, folks, head out, test drive it, head to your local Hyundai dealer, get your friends in it, get your family in it, because it's kind of a cool car to do that with, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.